Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Good Nanny Radio,
MGN Radio,
the best show on Blog Talk Radio for family information and entertainment. Thanks for tuning in.
Hi, and welcome to MGN Radio. I am your host, Ms. Tossie, and I'm broadcasting live. And I'm super excited. Again, thank you to all our fans and everybody that tunes in to MGN Radio. For those of you who might not know what MGN Radio is, MGN Radio is the number one show on Blog Talk Radio for family information. We interview celebrities, we interview moms, dads, authors, just people doing great things. And we're super excited to have Taylor J as our guest tonight. Well, as you know, everyone, thank you again for, you know, coming out to Dare to Aspire Conference in Atlanta. Please, you can check us out at Dare to Aspire on Instagram. And, you know, we had so much fun. And that's when I kind of learned about Taylor J and her designs, and I was blown away, okay? I always want to do our fabulous MGN introduction. So I want to say, you know, Taylor J is the vision and pulse behind the Taylor J collection. She was born and raised in the Bay Area. Taylor J has been in the fashion industry for over 12 years. She moved to LA after high school as a stylist while studying at the California School of Fashion Design. She opened her boutique in LA at the age of 23, but found her passion for designing since 2012. Okay, after deciding to open a second location, Taylor moved back home to the Bay Area, where she now lives and works. On top of managing her own business, she is familiar with the challenges of being a young mom. And we just, you know, as you know, we all celebrated Mother's Day. So shout out to all our fabulous, hardworking moms out there. So, in her own words, Taylor J will continue to do amazing clothing that will last a lifetime and make every woman look and feel amazing, okay? So without further ado, please, please, please let me pay one or two bills and we'll be back with our guest, Taylor J.
Hair Yum is the fastest growing vegan hair care product on the market. Hair Yum can transform your hair with one wash. Cleanse with no harsh chemicals, sulfates, or detergents. The Hair Yum collection is available now at hairyum.com. Take the challenge. Go vegan. Get Hair Yum at hairyum.com. That's HAIRYUM.com. Your hair will thank you for it.
All right, we are back live, MGN Radio. Thank you again. Again, follow us on Instagram at Dare to Aspire. We host an annual conference, and we just finished up the 2016, and we're going to be doing 2017, an amazing, amazing conference in Atlanta that supports and promotes women and moms in business. So without further ado, let me connect Taylor J. And for those of you who are on the line listening, if you have a question or comment, you can always press the number one and we will get to you. All right. Let me see if I can connect Taylor. All right. Hi, Taylor. Is that you?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Yay. She's live and direct in the building. What's up?
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Yay! I'm so excited we can make this work.
I know. It was an awesome introduction. I feel so wonderful. Thank you for that.
Aw. Well, I love your designs. And everybody, check out Taylor J. That's J-A-Y, collection.com. Your designs are amazing. So tell us your story. Like, what made you even get into being a fashion designer?
Well, I opened a store in 2007. So for a long time, I was just buying from my shop and, you know, dealing with my different clients. And one thing that it all started from one dress. I used to be pretty petite, like about a size 2, and I gained weight, like, within a year. Like, I gained a lot of weight, and I went from being one size to another size, and it's like this a huge change in my wardrobe and what I could wear. So what I thought was make a dress that women could wear no matter what their size is. So I came up with a dress. It's called the Berry, and it looked fabulous on everyone's body and still does. So what I did was I tried the dress out, and every now and then I would, you know, display the dress in my store. I'd have, like, a few of them on the rack, and people would buy them. And then I had a little bit of courage, and I tried a couple of samples, a couple other styles, like some cardigans and some just a couple basic styles that I thought were cute. And I would just wear the samples myself, and people would ask about them. So the clients that I had once I opened my store in the Bay Area, they really encouraged me to really start, like, go full force of my line. So in 2014, I basically decided, okay, I'm going to just completely stop buying from other sources and, like, you know, wholesale, and I'm going to just work on my collection. And in 2015, I just completely took a year break, and I did that, and the collection has just been growing, and that's pretty much how it was birthed.
Wow, that is an amazing story. Now, you are, when you did that, because a lot of people look at clothes and want to become fashion designers and say, wow, if I can only do that too. But as you started you opened your stores and everything, what were some of the challenges that you faced, and how did you deal with those challenges?
Well, opening your own business is definitely something that you have to be really 100% be passionate about, and make sure that you're going into the business and industry that works for you, and that you would do, no matter what, you do it for free if possible, because you have to have that love, that discipline, and that commitment no matter what state it's in, because, you know, just as a business owner and just an entrepreneur, everything has its season, and it's good and bad. So my the challenges are, you know, there's always a financial challenge, marketing. There's just tons of challenges that you face, and it's just best to have a plan, a really good plan, solid plan, and to just pretty much just be ready to push from there. I've changed things. Like, I feel like designing now versus being a store owner, those are two different worlds for me. Like, designing is completely different than, you know, just being a shop owner. So for me, it's almost like I'm learning a new business as I go, although I've already been in business as far as being a shop owner. So
please go ahead, Taylor.
Oh, no, I was just saying that now, you know, even now with the time, it's changed now. So we've got social media, and we're so, you know, it's such an amazing tool. So if, you know, when I started, we didn't have those platforms. And so now just like having all these avenues and keep becoming familiar with them and keeping up with them, that can be a challenge sometimes. But it's something you have to constantly be ready to learn and to be open to new things and just constantly learning and educating yourself pretty much.
And you're right. And you know what? I always say, because I love – what's your favorite social media? Then I'll tell you mine. What's your favorite platform?
Instagram, for sure.
Yay! You know, I tell at our conference that we did Dare to Inspire 2016, woo! Okay, we did it, and I tell people Instagram. I love – Facebook was cool back in the day. And it still is, but with all the, you got to boost this, you got to post this and pay for it. Instagram is pictures, and I always tell people, if you have a product or something that people can look at, it's a free account for now, get on Instagram. So I'm so glad that you said that, you know. Instagram is really, I love Instagram.
Yeah.
Now,
are you on
Periscope or? Yeah.
No, not Periscope. I do plan on jumping on Snapchat a little bit this summer.
Yeah, there's so many. So I always tell small business owners, you know, pick your top two or three, because you can't be on all, or even your top one. What's making you money? And then focus on that one, because you can't do it all. And Instagram is our thing. We love Instagram. Yay, Instagram, Taylor. Okay, so we are chatting live with Taylor J. Now, your collection, your name of your business is named after you. Was there any thought as to why you made that decision, or were you just like it was a natural fit to name it after, you know, you?
Well, no, I mean, there was some thought in it. Actually, I'm Taylor, and Jay, that's my younger brother. We call him Jay. So it's kind of named after the both of us. And I get a lot of inspiration from my brother, and we work together in a lot of ways. So that's kind of how the inspiration of the name came. And also the initials for my last shop with a different name, it was TJ. So it just like was a perfect fit.
Wow, that works well. Now, many people will probably say, you know what, I see these pieces because I love all your, the classic jumpsuits, the women's clothing, and say, what are some of like the basic skills that I need if I think I rock my clothes, you know, people tell me I look good, but what are some of the basic things that are skills that you would say you need to be a successful designer?
You definitely need to know who you are designing for. So you need to know who your customer is, and you should know her backwards, forwards, upside down, because that's what creates the line, and that's what gives you the inspiration to continue to grow the line, and you can continuously provide for that woman in different seasons, for different seasons, and as the line grows. So I would say that's definitely the number one. Two is just have a plan, like as far as like what is your goal, what is that one thing that you would like to be branded as, like when you think of your clientele and what you want them to remember you by, what do you want them to say? Like, is it, for me, it's all about comfort and versatility, and just clothing that you can pretty much rely on no matter what. And so you have to know what is it that I want my customers to feel and say and identify my line with. That's what I would say.
Wow. Amazing, amazing advice. Amazing advice. I really, really love that. Now, Taylor, in terms of, I know when we talked about your bio, we talked about you being a young mom, and there are a lot of women out there who, you know, are young moms, single moms, divorced moms, and it's tough. Can you share, like, what that was like starting a business? You know, how old you were when you had your child, and any tips or advice you can share for other women that might be going through your similar situation?
Sure. Yeah, so this is new. This is new for me because I wasn't always talking about this. But I was a teen mother. I actually had my daughter at the age of 14. She's 22 years old, and I'm 36 years old. So for me, it was an extreme hardship, and I really had to grow some thick, tough skin in life. And I was very blessed to, you know, meet some amazing people that really changed my daughter and our lives. And for me, fashion was an outlet for me. It was something that always gave me a voice and was able to ground me and keep me humble and make me feel good about myself even when everything was, when times were rough. And I was judged a lot. So for me, being a young mom was really something that was a huge part of who I am today and pretty much what my beliefs are and how hard I work and just what I want to give and give to other women and young girls and anyone that I inspire or I move. It's all based on what I went through as a young woman or a young girl. So it's challenging. I mean, even now as an adult, I'm learning some things. I'm like, wow, I can't believe, like, I really went through that stuff. It's so real. I'm blessed and I'm happy because it all just pretty much molded and made me the person that I am today. And I just hope to just, if nothing else, I hope that I can change lives and inspire somebody else and make them feel good and make them feel like they can do whatever it is that they dream of and they want.
And you're a test, you know, I wish I had the applause button because you are, I mean, having a child at 14, you're right, people do write you off and judge you. And, you know, the fact that you've come out from that and you have started this amazing clothing line, and your clothes, by the way, are worn by celebrities, you know, Mary and some others, to name a few, that says a lot. You should feel very proud. And I hope women, you know, that are listening to the show, take away that message that doesn't matter, you know, what your situation is, you can really, you know, overcome it. Don't you agree?
Oh, 100%, because everyone's facing, it's just life. Everyone has their thing, and it's very important to not pass judgment, but to, you know, make a difference and help someone else out or, you know, just be a positive reflection. Just whatever you can do that's good and that makes a difference and makes someone else's life better, that to me is That's success.
Is success. We are live with Taylor J. Now, Taylor, as you've seen, and we always look at celebrities a lot of times to determine fashion trends and what's going on. You're a fashion designer. You've been in this business for a lot of years. What are some celebrities that you think just have it right now, you know, or what's wearing, what's hot, and what we should be looking at in terms of, you know, how we dress as everyday consumers?
That's a good question. There's a lot of amazing people who have a lot of amazing style, especially now. I don't really like to I'm not much of a follower when it comes down to style. I'm more of, like, be you and define your own style and what makes you feel good. But I love, which everyone does, I love Tracee Ellis Ross. I feel like she gets it right every time, like, no matter what. So that's someone that I like to see her wardrobe. Like, I'll go to her page and, like, oh, she's so stylish. She's so fly and she's so curvy. It looks so amazing. And, you know, so I really like her style a lot.
Yeah. What about Beyonce? Okay, you know Beyonce's Tory. You know we're a member of the Beehive. So what about Beyonce? What do you think about her style?
Well, Beyonce, I love Beyonce because she's a Virgo and I'm a Virgo, so that's our love connection. But I mean, I think Beyonce is. I see her as just a regular girl. Like, she performs when it's needed, and she puts on what she needs to put on when she's doing her thing. And I think besides that, she's pretty much just a casual, regular person who just throws on denim jeans and a tank, you know, so.
And a lot of people, you know, have different things to say about her style, you know, not positive or, you know, very right.
I think that now people get style mixed up. Everybody, just because you're not dressed, that doesn't mean you don't have style. I think a lot of times people are dressed and they're just dressed, you know, but style is like your style is even when you're bummy. It's just something that naturally you have, you know, and it can be your character, it can be your talk, your walk. There's a lot of different things that really create the style other than just the threads you've got on.
I love it. You're hearing from an expert, Taylor J. I love it. Now, Taylor, in terms of a lot of people, especially plus size women, and again, plus size, you know, size 14, so I'm plus size, you know, and we're like, where can you find some really cool, you know, outfits? Tell us, like, you know, you offer plus size clothes, and we heard your story in the beginning, but why do you think it's really, really important to really offer women of all sizes, you know, your clothing?
Okay, say that last part of it again. I didn't hear the last part.
I said, why is it so important that you offer the plus size clothing to all, you know, or all sizes, not just the petites, like all sizes to women?
Oh, well, I mean, it's important for me personally because I am working on providing clothing for all women, like even petite. I really make clothing for real women, and the fact of the matter is, like, real women, we're all different, and we all look different, and we're not all a size 2, and some of us are size 10, or 12, 14, 20, you know, and it's just important to know that everyone's different, and everyone should have the option of buying a garment, and when items are only made available to certain people, that's just complete fashion discrimination.
I agree. Fashion discrimination. And Taylor J Collection does not discriminate. And I love, love, love that you have on your website, you know, Taylor J Collection, you do have the plus size and you have all sizes. So that is amazing.
We're working on more, though. We're working on, you know, providing sizes for everyone. So for right now, you can do a lot of pieces custom, but, you know, soon, at least by the end of this year, we'll have plus for all of our styles. So that's the goal.
That is the goal. What does it take to create a collection? I know a lot of people might say, wow, but what does it actually take to create a collection in terms of cost? Because a lot of people always want to know the cost. Like, are you talking about $10,000 and I can create my own line? Or, you know, can you share some of that information with us?
It takes a lot. There's never enough. Me personally, I was really serious about this, so I sold my house that I had in L.A., and I put every dime into my line. You know, and it's still not enough. You know, like, there's never enough. You starting a line, a thriving line, and to just keep going, it really does take some serious money. And you just hope and pray that you can, you know, get investors or someone to back you up financially to really help, you know, further the line. But it's not something you can just do, you know, on a small scale, like a little bit of money. It really is an expensive thing. You've got production and you've got patterns and you've got marketing. I mean, there's so many different avenues to having a line that it's a lot, you know, and it does cost, and fashion is a very hard industry, and so, you know, you've got to constantly be ready for that, and if you want to use quality fabrics and things that people can appreciate, you do need to spend some money. So it definitely helps if you come from some money, which I don't. Or you know some people with money, so you know it helps if you know anyone with money, you know, hey, give them my email address.
Wow. You know, I love, you said you sold a house. You know, that's commitment. That is commitment. Because we see the pretty clothes and the website and the models, but again, there's never enough money. I always stress that, you know, it takes a lot of money. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, your price point. Can you share some of your price points, how you came up with your price, and who exactly is your target, Mar? Like, who are you targeting, you know, with the Taylor J collection?
I definitely target working professionals and people that sometimes do have a disposable income. My prices vary. Like, it starts from $68 to about $167 for the items that I have now. So my most common pieces are like $98 or $116. And those, you know, you can get your nice jumpsuit for $116, which is a pretty great price. You know, the fabrics are nice, and these are pieces that you can wear over and over again. Most of my customers own multiple pieces, one style and like multiple colors. You know, they buy it in black and come back and buy it in navy or gray, or they buy one for their friend. So that's my, you know, price range. And my customers, you know, they travel, they're professional, and they believe in being comfortable. So they're responsible with their fashion and their choices, because they want pieces they can always wear and that they can incorporate with their wardrobe and clothing that they can keep forever. It's like, I say it just makes sense. It's clothing that makes sense.
I like it. Working professionals, people that, and I'm seeing your pieces, you don't stick to one color or I see various colors and patterns. Who inspires you in the fashion world? Who is like your, oh my gosh, if I could work with him or her, that would be like amazing.
Which designer? Well,
if you have
really,
one.
I've always loved Donna Karan. I like her a lot.
Ah, timeless, Donna Karan, timeless. So if you, now your inspiration for your pieces, like when you're sitting down, you design all your pieces from scratch, I'm assuming. And when you're sitting down, like, where do you pull your inspiration from?
Now, originally, it was all about, being comfort and your body and like just the person that's on the go and that needs to be comfortable. Now my inspiration comes from our customers, because I pretty much have identified them and their needs, and I just kind of go for that. And but mostly it's all about, you know, comfort and timelessness. Like I continuously try to make pieces that they don't leave a lot of style. You know, I need people who are like me. Like, I'm not much of a person that just goes out and shops. but I like pieces that I can always keep and I can wear. Like, I'll still wear things I've been wearing 15 years ago, you know, and I think a customer who might have that mindset, they're not just buying disposable pieces or things like that. They want quality pieces that they can keep and they can wear. And so when I design and I think of style, I pretty much keep those things in mind. Like, that's inspiration. And the sun always helps me. I like the sunshine and the light.
The light, the sun.
Yes,
love
I have
it.
To have
Love it. Now, you need light, definitely. Now, do you design out of your office or?
I have a downtown studio in Oakland.
Okay, you do?
Yeah, that's where I do everything, in downtown.
Mm-hmm. Oh, excellent, excellent. Wow, time is flying, but I want to get this last question in. Please, do you, in looking back over your entrepreneur journey, is there any, like, things you wish you knew that you know now that you're like, wow, if I knew this then, I would have done this differently? Is there anything you can share, any tips, any advice?
Oh, definitely. School. School is the number one important thing you can do. If anyone's listening, education is key. If you need to learn something, if you master it, get your education, take it serious, mentor, study, work under someone and put in your time and get the degrees and get the papers and know your stuff. I'm self-taught, but if I could have done anything when I went to school, I would have taken fashion design and I would have obsessively just done it and traveled, and that's what I would have done. So I encourage any and everyone, education.
Education. Wow, I love that you said that. I love that you said that. And I love that you're self-taught, too. I mean, that's very, very, very impressive. Your pieces, I think, are definitely will last a lifetime. What can we expect to see as we round up the interview? What can we expect to see from you in the future? Any major announcements or anything that you have going on?
Yeah, I'm actually preparing for a Kickstarter soon so we can expand the brand. And provide full size, plus size line, and all of that. And so that's coming in the next, 6 months or so, a few months. And I just will continue to grow the brand. I'm just working on things constantly. Right now we're really busy marketing and, building up our online and our wholesale accounts. But that is one major thing, because we really would like to start providing plus size sooner than, later. So that's something that we are working on. And our supporters, we're pretty confident that we've got a lot of love and support from the customers we have so far.
I think a Kickstarter is a great – I mean, I've never done one, but I've given to some, and I hear that that's such a great, brilliant way to promote the brand, and, it's a great way to raise money, because, every business owner knows it takes money. So, wow, we would love to support you in that endeavor. That's really, really good. Now, tell our listeners and people listening, how they can get a hold of your line, your local shop, where people can shop in California.
Okay, sure. Hi, listeners. Thank you for listening in. And you can check out my collection online. It's www.taylorjcollection.com. That's Taylor, TaylorJay, collection.com. Also, my Instagram is at ShopTaylorJay. That's at ShopTaylorJay, Facebook TaylorJay. And we are sold. You can check our website. We have a few stores that sell our brand here as Chicago and the East Coast. So you can check out that list on our website. And feel free to call, text, or message us and give one of our pieces a try.
Excellent, excellent. And before we go, somebody had asked about wholesale. They said, how did you get in wholesale or build wholesale relationships and get in different stores? So if you can maybe share any wisdom
sure.
to people that maybe have a line, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, wholesale, there's a few ways you can go about it. You can few trade shows. You can look those up as trade shows, and you go and you show your line. You can do it the old school way, which is not a bad way. You can take your samples and your line sheets and lookbooks and go to the doors, stores, make appointments, or speak with the buyers, make phone calls. Or even sometimes if you're on the internet, I've had some stores that have approached me online, or they found me, and I've also done trade shows. And then you could even look into getting a sales rep that can actually rep your line. And what they do, they take your line to different shows on the road, and they build relationships with store owners and buyers, or even showrooms. You can put your line in the showroom, and buyers are able to shop your line that way as well.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, I think that's good advice. And final comment about celebrities. I know I mentioned, share some of the celebrities that wear your brand, and how did you get them to even notice your brand?
Oh, I've got Letticy. She's worn one of my pieces, and she actually purchased it from one of the stores that sold my brand, so that was great to see. And plus, she's from Oakland, so we love that. And Tina Campbell from Mary Mary, she wore it, and we worked with Gugu, who's her stylist, her sister, so that's how that came about, and that was exciting.
So how did a lot of people always want those celebrities, you know, to wear their clothes. How did you get to notice Taylor J collection?
Instagram is a great place to be. Instagram is a great place to be recognized or to make connections with people, you know. So it's pretty much people can find you, you know, on the internet, or you can submit. A lot of things right now, it's, next to the celebrities are bloggers. It's really great when you get a blogger or a celebrity to wear your pieces, and they pretty much share with their people. So that's a pretty popular thing on the internet right now.
Definitely. Yeah, it's work. And sometimes you have to give away stuff for free and all that kind of stuff, but it works if the celebrity can wear your brand and share and all that stuff. So, no, these are time-tested methods that, like you said, take a lot of time, but the rewards can be huge. Well, thank you, Taylor. Time has flown. Thank you for being on our show. Our show is recorded. We're going to send it out on Twitter in a few minutes after we do some edits. But again, Taylor, I think your brand is going to continue to grow. And again, please give out your website and how they can reach you.
Thank you so much. Again, my website is www.taylorjcollection.com. That's Taylor, J-A-Y, collection.com. Thank you again.
Thank you. And please send us the link or let us know. You can come back for your Kickstarter campaign, so we can definitely support you in that. That's going to be great.
I will. Thank you. I appreciate all your support.
Thank you. All right. So we're wrapping up another episode of MGN Radio with our special guest, fashion designer and mom, Taylor J. So we appreciate, and we'll be back with our next show. So please make sure you connect with us on Instagram at Dare2Aspire or at MyGoodNanny, and have a wonderful night. Bye.